This is the Celestial Goddess Podcast. Let's grow and show up with more compassion. I love you.
Sometimes it feels good to hum. Yeah. I love humming.
Yeah, the vibrations.
Is this song?
Keeping it real. Grand rising. So take it away, Maya.
Oh, thank you. Hello, everyone, and welcome.
Hello.
To the Celestial Goddess Podcast. We have Corinne. Thank you, Corinne, for being with us today.
Thank you, guys. I'm so grateful, always.
We have Paula Vanilla, and myself, Maya Enat, and we have Elisha here today. Elisha
Hi.
Lawson, and also Alita Cotto.
Cotto.
And Elisha and Alita are joining us today, as we mentioned on our last episode of with Paula and I, and that we were growing and expanding, and so we really settled. We've been doing a lot of different auditions and interviews, and it's been so fun to connect with the community, and now we feel like we're settling again after our growth and connecting and co-creating with all the people that are excited to grow with us. So thank you for listening today, and we're excited to share about what is soul health and how soul health came about. And Elisha and Alita are here to share as well of maybe what it feels like to be here in this space. And Corinne, if you want to touch on that as well, as an employee of Soul Health, and what your experience is in the service industry and kind of merging yourself with service to others and also service to self, and kind of that balance that you feel in the space, and why it is that you work here. What does it mean to you? So any of you, I'm happy for you to go about and share what it is to be with Soul Health and co-creation.
I'm going to go ahead and begin this. So my name's Alisha Lawson. As far as service, it's just kind of been in my blood. My first job was in the service industry. I've always been in restaurant industry. It's always been in me to be around people, serve people, but take it to the yoga community, and it just, it means so much more. You can do a shift at a restaurant and you can take it so far, but being surrounded by the yoga community, and then specifically Soul Health, it's just more meaningful, more purposeful. So I'm so happy to be here. Working for Soul Health is fun. I don't really view it as work, and everything feels really great here. So the people, of course, are wonderful. I love getting to know the students here, the community. It's a real and raw level and aspect to all that. So that's what I live for. So to be surrounded by that in my workplace is that's what I want. So I'm so happy being here. And then I'm trying to keep this brief because I could talk probably for an hour. So I'll try to be brief. I just kind of want to speak some main points. But working with you, Paula, and you, Maya, it's so easy. And it's always been so easy. You know, I've known you guys long before Soul Health, and through the creation of Soul Health, and here we are at Soul Health, and it's a year in at Soul Health, and it's always been easy with you guys, and it's continued to stay easy. I love what we're doing here as far as the meetings, too, or communicating. I think that's just the most beneficial aspect to running a business, and here we are. So you're doing good things, and you're making us feel good and valued, too. So I appreciate that aspect, and not only do I work here behind the desk, but I also teach here as well, and that's been really lovely, too. So I'll tell you guys, I make announcements before class, and I I'll say, you know, I could talk for 30 minutes, so I got to keep this short. But we just have, there's so much to offer here beyond the yoga classes. There's so much. Typically, our announcement sheets are a whole page, and it's all fun, so I want to talk about it. But I'll try to, like, speed up through it. Like, okay, guys, we got this. So, yeah, you guys, if you haven't been here before or if you're new or whatever it is, there's so much here available to you guys beyond just the yoga physical practice. So, yeah, it's exciting being here. There's so much. It's well run. Every time I hear people, they're like, you know, there's just something about this community, this atmosphere, something about this place. So, and being a part of that, I'm like, ooh, I just feel honored. So, there, I'll cut it off at that. Yeah. So thank you. So health, congratulations, and happy 1 year anniversary.
Yay.
Yeah. Oh, I love you guys. Yeah, that's it.
So I'm going to pass it to Alita. And something I'm curious about, Alita's kind of beginning her yoga journey in the last year, 2 years? Has it been 2 years
It'll
yet?
It'll be a year in August.
Okay, so starting a practice and then becoming a yoga teacher. I'd love to know more about beginning this kind of depth to life and yoga and how soul health has shown up for you as you make the transition into teaching and now behind the desk and so really working one-on-one with students and just community members as well. So what does that feel like for you?
Well, my name's Alita. I just started here at Soul Health about a month ago. One of the things that really drew me in as a student was all of the extra events and workshops that we have here. So not just the yoga practice, but I first came in doing belly dancing and aerial. So I love that we have all of those extra things. I'm kind of like Alicia. I've always wanted to, everything that I've done, I've always wanted to help people. So I think that's kind of where that came from. But I really dove into my yoga teacher training and knew nothing. And just, you know, I said, what the heck? I've wanted to become a yoga instructor for years because I thought it was, looked cool. There's actually a lot that goes into it. Still learning. I think you're always learning and growing as an instructor. But I love being in this space because I know that I'm going to expand and grow. And so for me, being at Soul Health is kind of like, I feel like I've in at the University of Yoga. But I've always just felt, even as a student, just a warm feeling here. I'm at peace. I love doing front desk. I love the interaction of not just teaching, but I really had the chance now to connect with the students and really have long conversations with them and learn about them and kind of what goes on in their life outside of yoga practice. So, I'm just so happy to be here. I mean, like Alicia said, it's not work for me. I'm so happy and lit up when I come here, and people have actually noticed that, like, that I'm smiling more and I'm happy. So, I love that. I mean, I just like coming and putting on my Indian flute music and putting my lemongrass in the diffuser, and it's so peaceful and calm here. And I definitely recommend this space for everybody. I mean, for me, you know, it sounds cliche, but yoga changed my life. I wasn't at a good place before my teacher training, and so it's something that has really helped me and healed me, and I want that for other people as well. This is not just a yoga studio, it's a wellness center, and I appreciate that.
Thank you. That's wonderful.
Gosh, honestly, like, just want to honor you all. Like, everything you speak about is so beautiful, and
the intention is just so pure. Mm-hmm. And I'm just really, really grateful for this space. And I was even thinking about it this morning. What I think is so cool that you guys offer is, because I think about it, we have people all over the world listening to this. They could even sign up for our online membership, and they can even join us for classes. Even if you're in Sweden, even if you're in Dubai, you can still come hang out with us, come to our moon circles, come to our classes, join us on Zoom. I think that's what's, another positive thing about COVID, that we can really connect more that way. This space is special. Space is special. I've grown a lot. I've died, been reborn, died, reborn again. Went through some really intense things here, but good things.
Yeah.
My first experience here was the breathwork series. That was an 8-week series. Really intense, but yeah, really awakening. And I just love everything that you guys offer. And it's great because it's for the whole family. So your kids can come here. You can, I brought my mom for a Mother's Day sound bath. She's never done that. She's like, do I need to bring a towel and a swimsuit? I'm like, no. It's like, just lay on the floor, soak it up. It's like, there's so many little things everyone can do. And it just kind of opens your mind up to what's possible and how we can be with each other. And I think that's really important, like how we can be. How can we be more? Right?
Wow.
Like, that's really how I feel here. Like, it really, even from, now I'm just thinking of all my, it's like my timeline is going through my head, but thinking about Maya, like around Christmas time, she was showing me this special box. Like, you guys have the Mama Fish box, and that's really intentional and Reiki infused and like special hand-picked, herbs, and everything's local, and just like that brought a lot of intention to my life. Like, you really reflected that to me. I even bought one for my friend too. I was like, okay, fine, I'm gonna get one for me and my friend, and bring more intention and awareness just into life. And I think that's really what I love about this space, is brings more intention, more mindfulness. And Alita said, it's not just like here and go. We're talking about life. Like, we're seeing who you are as a human. We're talking about medical history, we're talking about your goals, we're talking about life, family, and it's just so special. It's really special. And I feel like anyone could come here. You can just come here and like have a juice shot if you want, which is cool, right? Take shots. But we do juice shots. So I could go on forever. Yeah, like we're even in the room where they do kids stuff, and I see all of these like calming strategies for kids. Close my eyes, take a deep breath, draw. Make up my own mind. Yeah, I got to work on that. So, there's just so many like beautiful things always teaching me, and beautiful people. Like, I feel like I've connected with my soul family here, and it's just such a special space. And I think also going back to what Alita said, like, when I found yoga, like it looked cool, and I'm like, okay, this is cool. I want to try this. But I realized like through life, like, we seek things that we can see. And then once we experience it, we realize like how we can be, how we can give. We discover those things we can't see. And so I feel like this space, it helps you discover parts of yourself that maybe you couldn't see before, but soul health opens that door, or kind of holds your hand, or kind of like teaches you in a loving, compassionate way. And so, I'm super grateful. And then now that we get to grow the podcast too here is super special. And it's just a great intention. And I know we're planting great seeds for the future. And I know we're helping people all over the world. I love you guys. I see only 91% is in America. So there's another, I think, Sweden. So shout out Sweden.
Hey.
What's up? I love you. I'm going to come visit. Sweden, Switzerland, Mexico. Like, those are the top ones, I think. And I just think it's so amazing. And it really, I know we're doing profound work here in Soul Health through the podcast. Even, everything, being
Corinne,
a mom.
Spreading her love.
Spreading the love.
Yes,
and it's
just
a beautiful invitation for us all to spread our love in our own unique way. And let it, play out however that plays. If that begins here in Soul Health, if that begins with a podcast, if that begins with hugging someone or sending a sweet message, I appreciate you, I love you, I'm grateful. This space has taught me a lot. And and just the people. Like, I love you guys. So I could go on forever. Just like Alicia's over here, like, just stop me. Pull me out of here. I love this place. And I'm super grateful. And I love you guys. And I'm just, yeah, happy to be doing good in the world and, like, good to myself. Like, we're doing good for us. And that's really the, in the long run, how we can show up for the world is when we show up for ourselves.
Yeah.
So this place gives you that opportunity.
Yeah.
And you guys hold it, hold that container so beautifully. Mm. And you make people feel safe, feel good. Like, there's no judgment. There's, there's not a certain type that needs to come in here. It's like, everyone is welcome, all ages. All bring your family members, your partners, whatever, your kids, like, just a safe container.
Well, in fact, that is a really important aspect for us, is to serve the entire community. So, so my name is Paula, and
I'm going to send the ladies to go work their magic, if you guys want to say bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Yes.
Namaste.
We are so fortunate, the creation and the people that are involved here. But Corinne really just pointed out something that was really important for Maya and I as we were creating this, and that was that we include the entire community. We feel that the community connection is paramount to what Soul Health is about, and we are committed to, you know, womb yoga, prenatal. We have a licensed midwife that is doing pregnancy circles for free, donation based. We do that once a month.
See, I love that. I'm gonna get pregnant just to go.
Yeah. So it's starting from there, and then it. We aspire to having our mature population as well, our less mobile population. So we've purchased the chairs. We're waiting for that population to feel comfortable to gather in group setting. I feel like we're getting really close to that. But, you know, if we can just speak to the inclusion and that being a very important intention for Soul Health, that the families, we have a family sound bath for our anniversary where, you know, we want families there. We want the parents or parent, and we want the children. So right now we're currently doing a kids camp, ages 5 to 10. We just got done doing another kids camp that was 3 to 6 years old. We've had baby and me yoga classes. And then we had a chakra activation for our mature community, which I was a part of, and that was absolutely lovely. It was 8 weeks as we went through the chakras. And so thank you for the opportunity to talk about these things, because these are things that are dear to our heart. Like, they are...
It is our heart.
And so we have a saying here that, you know, please join our Kula, K-U-L-A. And it's a Sanskrit term that means community or tribe. We also found that it was a Hawaiian word, because we have a Hawaiian ohana that is integral to our community. And they say that it means school or gathering place. So, you know,
all the things, right? Yeah.
And so we have on one of our hallway walls what we call the Tree of Life. And it is a painting that a dear friend of ours did that is a tree pose. And all of the handprints, and you can see this on our website, soulhealthyoga.com. There's a picture of it, and all of the handprints of our unlimited members, and those are the leaves of the tree. And so, again, it's just creating that sense of community, that we are all part of something greater and something bigger than all of us, and we have this connection to that. And we want to not only acknowledge that connection, but we want to integrate it. We want people to feel that they are one of the threads in this beautiful tapestry that we call life. And each is a unique thread. And so that's just really important to us. So we can talk about the way that we got here, but I think what's most importantly is yes, we have strong, we have a strong foundation here. We've created a very strong foundation in the year, but how are we moving forward with that? And how are we going to continue to connect? And so we can talk about some of the fun things that we have going as we really celebrate the talent of our community. And that's another important aspect. Our teachers and the people that are involved here at Soul Health, we have a absolutely beautiful pool of talent. And so we are creating a scenario where they can share themselves on a very deep level. And we value and appreciate that so much. So that's what a huge part of where we are right now is discovering the talent that's within each one of us and highlighting and celebrating that. And so we're excited about our anniversary coming up here because we're offering a lot of free classes, very diverse, everything from that family sound bath to exploring inversions. And so maybe going beyond your comfort zone and talking about growth and expansion and that opportunity to be supported in that. So I don't know. I kind of went off there, but
perfect.
But that's really dear to me right now. So I don't know. Do you want to talk about our inception?
Something important as far as creation goes is the concept of co-creation, and that's been something that has started from the beginning of kind of downloading some information or messages from Source and flowing with that in this deep co-creation with Source and knowing this dharma that we had to create a space for people to gather. And we both had that. That's something that both of us felt very strongly about, was to have a space to co-create with Source, ourselves and our connection to Source, but to co-create with other people that are co-creating with Source as well, and to really empower our teachers and service members to continue their relationship with Source and whatever it is that they feel passionate about downloading and processing and moving through on their personal life and expanding that into their teachings and connecting with them on a deep enough level to know what their passions are and how to fuel their inspiration for their teachings. And so I think a huge part of the success of Soul Health is the concept of co-creation and for us to continuously tap into our own relationship with Source and that needing to be the heart of the business. And, you know, that could, because this truly is our heart. When you when you walk into the space, when people feel so good, to me, it's because they're connecting into the heart space and you know, that love of connection to, ultimately it's connection to Source and that loving energy. So I think that's important, you know, aspect of what Soul Health is. And of course, there's definitely business behind it. And I feel both my mom and I have great relationships with our partners and husbands, who are very business minded, and we're able to find that balance in our relationship where we bring the heart of Soul Health and even the yin and yang that we share in our relationship with one another. We really find that balance of sometimes I'm more more structured in my thinking and I'm able to release emotion out of experiences where you show up and your heart is very wide open and very emotional. And so I feel like that co-creation with one another and with our husbands really makes this a successful place, because ultimately, in order for the space to be alive, there is business that's involved in it. And so kind of weaving in the yin and yang and the masculine and feminine energies, I think ultimately it's coming from a good relationship with that merging. And, you know, it's not perfect, but I think we have a really good, ultimately, I think it's good relationships is mm-hmm. what makes this place successful, is communication with people we're co-creating with, communication with one another, with our husbands, and having that balance of yin and yang energy, masculine and feminine, the heart of the business, but also the finances of the business. So it's definitely been interesting to merge all of that together in this monetary world that we live in. But I feel we're thriving because it is merged so seamlessly, you know, through ultimately its connection to source. So kind of that abundant mindset has really helped us a lot through the creation, and knowing that we have something beautiful to offer, and that the teachers that we have that are offering are beautiful service workers, and really encouraging them to showcase their talents and showing them that they have a sense of worth too, and that they're, I'll never forget this share. Again, it came from Deepak, and it's the concept that we live in a monetary world. And he shared that the three largest money-making industries are pornography, cigarettes, and the big pharma. And he said, do you want to be in those industries making money, or would you prefer to be in a light industry and in this monetary world be in a business that is bringing light and love? And to me, it's like a no-brainer. If we live in a monetary world, I believe that we should be sharing light and love. And, you know, not to take away from those who don't have finances to support their practice, because in the next episode, we'll be talking all about our Helping Hands program of, you know, making it available to people who don't have finances that are available to them. But, yeah, just ultimately that connection to abundance and letting that fuel the business as well, and tapping into the heart, continuously tapping into why it is that we're doing what we're doing, and ultimately it's to bring light into the world. So to go way back and 6 years ago, Alder's four now. He's turning five, so right around 6 years, I'd say.
Is this when the idea birthed? Okay, cool. I get to learn too.
So I don't know if we've shared this on, I forget kind of what we shared on the last one, but
I don't think
dove into like your actual story and everything. I feel like we always end up going, I mean, we're so heart-centered, like you said, so it's like we splay our hearts open and then just kind of take all these rivers and streams that kind of, you know, weave. But yeah, I don't think you guys have dipped into your story and past. And so yeah, please share.
Well, if you want to start with your AAA experience and travel agency, maybe go back to your ultimately it started as you as a travel agent.
For me, this was like 2010. 2010,
growing up, though, your family had a business.
Yeah, I was a travel agent for 13 years back in the 80s. Loved to travel. And so then my husband and I had a business for 23 years, and we operated it out of our house, and wasn't very fulfilling spiritually for me, but it was a very successful business. And then we came to a point where I was feeling a little bit lost in what my purpose was. My children were getting older and less relying on me, starting to feel some empty nest because we were really involved in our kids' lives. And so I thought I wanted to go back to the travel industry. I went through this whole process with AAA, and I got there the first day after like 2 months of interviews and stuff, tests, drug tests and stuff. And I had a panic attack. And I said to the woman that hired me, I'm sorry, but I got to go outside. I mean, I was having a full-on panic attack. I had only had one other in my life, and that was when my dad died. And very suddenly. And so long story short, I left. and said, I'm sorry, I have to leave. And went home and was just bawling all day, just having a complete meltdown. And my oldest daughter, Kiara, said, Mom, why don't you go to yoga? And I had just done an intro offer at the local studio, hot yoga studio. And I'm like, oh, there's no way that I can go to yoga. And she goes, I think you need to go to yoga. So I went. And for the first time that day, I got out of my head. And it was so profound that I was able to release what I deemed as being really one of the worst days of my life. And I thought, holy crap, if I can get out of my head today, I have got to share this. And so I signed up for teacher training, went to a 6-month teacher training, and actually it was 8 months, and it was a life changer for me. And so started teaching, and Maya and then Maya shortly afterwards took her teacher training. I'm going to tell you my story, however, because what happened was we were approached by the owner once Maya was working at the same studio, Hot Yoga Inc. here in Puyallup. The owner approached Maya and I, and she was not really available at that studio. There was oftentimes we didn't have a manager for months on end, so it was just the teachers. There was no direction. I'm just calling it for what it was. But this is the contrast. Like, we were able to see how that worked, right? Which was important to where we are right now. And so she offered to sell the studio to us. And this was 2016, I believe, and we weren't able to renegotiate the...
Might have been 2015.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, yeah, it was 2015 because, yeah, I got pregnant in March.
In March of 2016. Yeah. Yep. And so we weren't able to make it work. And so we started looking at other locations. Well, the interesting thing was there was a spot just down the road from where we are now, and we felt like it was the ideal spot. And so we made an offer on it, and literally that week that we made the offer, Maya found out she was pregnant with Alder, our first her first child, and so we pulled out. And so the birth of Alder, we Hot Yoga Inc. Puyallup closed. We didn't have a home to go to. We never found a studio that we felt could be our home studio. And so we continued to have that seed of opening a studio. And so we went back to that same spot that we had looked at, and they still had not leased it. And so we started negotiating on that. We went through about a month and a half of negotiations with them, and we finally put in an offer. And that day they got back to us and said, we just signed a lease. And it's like, oh my God, you just signed a lease. You knew that we wanted the whole suite, and they split the suite. I mean, it was just so weird. Like, and you know, when things like that happen, you know that there's a greater purpose going on, right?
Yeah.
You know, but at the time we couldn't see it. We were just flabbergasted that they had just rented or leased the space after 8 years of being, you know, vacant.
Wow.
And so we're thinking, wow, this is so weird. And so Maya's husband, Phil, said, you know, there's this other place. And I just kept thinking, oh, it's too far south on Meridian. But in fact, we came here and it was beautiful. It had been vacant for like 8 years as well.
Oh, wow.
But it was previously at Windermere Real Estate. So it had these beautiful appointments already here. Like, the front desk was here and the built-in shelving. And this, in fact, the Learning Center, this was a conference center where they, you know, signed deals. And And so we came in here and we thought, oh my gosh, this is beautiful. And I think we could use a lot of it. And we had to get over the fact that we felt it was too far south as far as the population. But then as we started doing research, we realized that, no, I mean, there the demographics indicate that there is a lot of people within a five-mile radius. And so we ended up signing the lease on the 16th of January, 2019. This was after several months.
It was February 1st, 2020.
Or 2020, so sorry. Right before so we signed it on the 16th of February, 2020.
No,
but
you know,
it was effective
it,
on the first.
I think we did, yeah, January.
January 16th.
Yeah,
yep.
It started
the first on the 1st of February. And this was after several months of trying to negotiate and put our business plan together again. And so 1st February, we began that day. We started demo. And then a few weeks later, COVID.
Yeah, so we did pretty much all of February we were demoing. It took us about 3 weeks to demo.
To get it all out.
So we converted some of the office suites and the whole back area where the plumbing is. We had to completely do demo with that, and there was electrical running through.
And we had to do the concrete cutting, and it was extensive. It was extensive tenant improvements, but we were stopped. And we were closed down. We were shut down for about six weeks, mm-hmm. almost 6 weeks. Our plumbers were union, and they shut down during it. And so we couldn't move forward. And the process was huge as far as permitting goes. I mean, we had seven different permits that we had to apply for. If anybody is familiar with the county, Pierce County, it was a huge job. And so we were shut down. And we had hoped to open on the 1st of August. And so after, and then it was, you know, making sure that the workers would work, because there was such this unknown of what COVID really was.
Yeah.
And so then it was also, ooh, will you work? Are you going to come back to work? And luckily, the plumbers came back once we opened back up. And then we were fortunate, we stayed on it, and we just, you know, one contractor after another after another, and we were successful. We had our last inspection the week before our opening. We had four inspections that needed to happen and to pass.
and I remember too, like, the weeks prior to our goal of having our grand opening, and there was discussion, like, are we gonna push this? Like, should we just, like, wait a few weeks so there's not as much pressure?
Was immense.
A full meeting with all of us, and I was like, nope, we're going for it.
She
and everyone
us.
Looked at me and was like, are you kidding me? Like, I don't know. I've always been the crazy one, though. Like, from the get-go, it's just been very clear of what the vision is. And, like, we have to do this.
Yes. It's the light worker in you. You're not crazy. You're doing good stuff.
Yeah.
So, yes. Sorry. Put that in there, light worker.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
yeah.
We literally, the last inspection that we had to have was our the fire marshal. And oh my God, I can still feel the emotion of that day, because everything rode on the fire marshal, right? We were supposed to open the next day. And so it was one day before. And so...
And you had to, in order for us to pass the inspection, all of the fire alarms had to go off. So all of them went off, and it was like, oh, the whole place is just rah, rah, rah,
rah. You're letting all of you all up now.
Exactly. It was like a beacon, right? We're sending that beacon out. Exactly. The back.
Right?
That's awesome. Yeah.
And oh my God, we just broke down. Like, and Cole, the fire marshal, I just saw him the other day and he remembers the day we were talking about it. But I just remember breaking down and the emotion, the sobbing of, you know, it all culminating to that moment. And yes, we passed. Because it just seemed that there was so many different things that, you know, were, could have been detrimental, mm-hmm. but we overcame it all, you know. And so, and at that point, we already had 80 members that had invested in us.
Wow.
Yeah, so, so many people had already, you know, were rallying for us.
Yes.
And we felt the support of the community even before we opened. And so we opened that weekend to, you know, just people that were so thankful. And there was still so much unknown, though, because at that point there was all these mandates around COVID and there was restrictions for fitness.
Yeah, we were only allowed 5 people per class.
Gosh,
and
nothing.
Like within a week we had all these founding members, you know, 80 as she mentioned, which is beautiful, and then only 5 people per class. And so then within a week people are wanting to cancel because they can't get into classes. And it was like,
yeah,
within the first week we're like, oh my gosh, this is like,
how are we gonna make this work?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but so we did.
We added classes,
mm-hmm. and then we just started letting more people come. And it just, you know, the response from the community, we just continue to grow. It was absolutely just beautiful. But then November came. So we had, you know, like 3 or 4 months under our belt.
Yeah, so our grand opening was July 31st. It was Friday, July 31st.
Mm-hmm.
And our goal was to open by August 1st.
Yeah.
So we beat our goal by one day.
One day.
Woo!
And then, mm-hmm. yeah, so we were allowed originally, and I forget, it must have been phase 2 that we were in at that point.
This, mm-hmm.
It was
5.
It was Washington State Governor Inslee's Safe Start,
mm-hmm.
Restart Plan.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so we had 5 students, and then
we went to 10.
Yeah,
we went to 10.
And that was in between August and November, and then November, he said, nope, you guys aren't allowed to have anybody.
Nobody.
And so, and that's considered a fitness center, right? And so we re-qualified ourselves and we started gathering spiritually. So we hosted spiritual gatherings, and at that time we were operating at 25% capacity, which was still in the big room. It was 10 people we had in the big room and 5 people in the small room, the Soul and Luna. And we gathered spiritually until, you know, until what we're doing now, which to me is still spiritually gathering. It just is open to interpretation, really.
Yeah. It is a spiritual practice.
Mm-hmm. It is. And right? I feel like, honestly, that was like a Hail Mary save for me, because mm-hmm. I know for me, this is my I don't want to use the word church, but it is. Mm-hmm. It is my space to connect, to center, to,
yes.
like you said, clear my mind. And mm-hmm. really, yeah, so this is so important for me, this practice. Mm-hmm. So the fact that you guys stayed open and held that safe spiritual space for people, it mm-hmm. was like, oh, thank God. Mm-hmm. Okay, I have my practice still. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. I have my community.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In fact, it's always been a spiritual practice for me.
Mm-hmm.
It, first and foremost, it's my spiritual practice. The asana movement and stretching and flexibility is just a bonus to my spiritual practice.
Mm-hmm.
So, we didn't feel like we were being out of alignment with that mm-hmm. when we decided to stay open and practice spiritually.
Well, the other thing is the community members, I mean, they would come in crying just, thank you so much. You have no idea what I'm moving through right now with everything that's happening in the world, and I need this space. I need you guys to be here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so that really solidified it for us of, you know, truly, again, tapping into that place of service. And, you know, those who want to be here, it's from the beginning, those who want to be here will be here, and those who don't resonate with the space won't mm-hmm. be here. And mm-hmm. that's okay with us.
Yeah.
That's okay that we have intention here that's strong enough so people know. They know if they resonate with the space or not. And, you know, kind of empowering, again, each person to tap into that. Is this space for them or not?
That was, we grew into that, though, mm-hmm. because at first, honestly, we didn't want to lose any membership. When people canceled the membership, it for me, it was almost personal. And it was threatening because it was many months of vulnerability, feeling for me a deep sense of vulnerability. But what we have come to realize, just like Maya said, we will attract like-minded and like vibrational beings. And I am now okay with that. When someone says they want to cancel, I leave it open to them to come back. But at that time, I know that we're not a match, and I'm okay with that. And I feel that that's really important, that the people that want to be here are here. Mm-hmm. Because I think that's what you are feeling when you walk in the door is, oh, yes, this is my home.
Yeah.
Right? And these are my people. These are my tribe. Mm-hmm. And so just this morning, I met a woman. It was her second time here. And she's been to a lot of studios. She's actually a teacher. She's not teaching right now. But she said, oh, yeah, I love this space. I'm coming from Auburn,
oh, wow.
which is,
that's
you know.
That's far. I grew up in
it's,
Auburn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she said, but I can feel this space. She goes, I know when, right when I walk into a place. Mm. And I think that is really a phenomena here, is you walk in and you feel that warmth, and you feel that it is a heart space mm-hmm. if you're a match. Mm-hmm. And so thank you for bringing that up, because that's something that I think is really important. And there's a lot of us out there. So, you know, we have a lot more room to grow with those people that are looking for a home.
Yeah. Mm. And I just want to chime in on one thing that I honor and love about you guys, because I know, like, running a business, right? Like you said, we live in a monetary world. We got to make money. Mm-hmm. But then it can get difficult running a business. Like, where do you draw the line? Like, if someone's treating you like garbage or not respecting the space. Mm-hmm. But it's like, oh, but I need a customer. Mm-hmm. Like, I think in the past I worked for a doctor where there was a patient who literally was throwing change at me because they were so mad. And so it was just so disrespectful to the employees. But yet, you know, mm-hmm. doctor wanted to get the money. So it's like, let them treat them however, but I think there's that level of respect and commitment that I honor you guys have, where you know, like you mm-hmm. said, like, if you're not for us, that's okay. I'm not gonna try and force you to be mm-hmm. here just for that monthly membership or whatever it is, because mm-hmm. like at the end of the day, it's like, yes, we are making money, but you're doing so much more, mm-hmm. right? And like the energy is so much more I just feel like a more pure energy. You know what I mean? Because you don't need everyone's money. It's like, if you want to be here, you're going to be here. And
yeah.
I feel like that level of commitment that everyone shows up with,
yeah.
I think that's also another good vibration and energy I feel. Because I think the energy that comes with commitment is powerful. It's responsible. It really is deep. I've been kind of sitting on that a lot recently. It's just commitment. So I feel everyone's committed here, and yeah, and I think that's also, that good energy I feel. We're serious about being here. We're not going to disrespect people. We're not going to take things. We're not going to treat it like it's, you know, like mm-hmm. it's garbage, you know?
Well, in fact, you're touching on, so we're talking about our membership and them being like-minded and vibrationally a match. But our teachers as well.
Yes.
Right?
Yes,
so we
absolutely.
Feel so fortunate with the teachers that we have. And we value them so much. They are well qualified. But in addition to that, they are true light servers. Like, they this is their jam, is serving people. Mm-hmm. And they're so talented. Oh my God, the talent that we have is just off the charts.
It's beautiful, and I love how diverse it is. Oh, everyone is so different, yeah. And that's like so beautiful.
Oh.
Everyone's light that they get to bring into the space. And mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. Mm. And, you know, as Maya said, we want to highlight that. You know, what is it that you feel passionate about? And obviously, when someone feels passion, then what they are offering can be so much more expansive, yes. If they're passionate about, yes. It. And so we're committed to our staff. We have been doing two-on-ones. We call it a two-on-one, where Maya and I meet with them, and we're doing it every few months. And so we can check in with where our staff is, not only personally but professionally. And what are they up to? What do they want to share? What do they want to share with our membership and our Kula? And so we talk about how we can make that happen, you know, so that they're able to expand and share with the community. So that's why we have all of this diversity with the workshops and with the series that we have going on. These beautiful souls are passionate about what they're teaching. And it is demonstrated in their teachings. So we feel really, really excited about that.
Yeah, and also holding space for growth, you know, mm-hmm. within all of us as well, that we're willing to grow as students, you mm-hmm. and I, and that we really encourage each teacher to be a student too. It's important that our teachers are continuing to expand their practice and, you know, like Alita mentioned, taking the belly dancing, taking the aerial, and continuing to hold space to be a student.
Yes.
That doesn't stop, you know, as you're a teacher. So we mm-hmm. really try to encourage all of our teachers, all of them get membership as well as part mm-hmm. of being an employee here. They get unlimited membership and they get perks on
discounts
for
the series
and workshops and mm-hmm. their kids, their family gets discounts too. So we really try to encourage that space of always being a student, like never getting to a point where you feel like you're holy, you know, staying humble in our learnings.
Mm-hmm. Not being stagnant.
Yeah. When I say getting to a place of holy, and that didn't come out, maybe, you know, being stopped with, you know, like, I'm too good to, you know.
Need, like, I learned everything.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it doesn't stop.
Like, no. Once you think you know everything, you scrape it clean, and then you're like, oh, my gosh, start fresh.
Yeah.
Another thing that came to mind, I just wanted to add, too, just with more opportunities available to people, is, like, the Karma Yogi program as well.
Yes.
It's like, you know, you can come here and give that equal exchange of energy for classes as well. Mm-hmm. So if someone wants to be a part of the community, help clean, take care of the space, and come and take class for free. So there's so many. Yeah, thank you guys for just having so many offers for everybody, honestly.
Yeah, we truly, and that just taps into accessibility, you know, body types. We feel there's classes for all types of bodies and mobility. And then, of course, finances. That's a huge part of people's lives as well. And so we try to, you know, hold space for accessibility for everyone, no matter what their situation might be. And the other thing is we're really about relationships. Mm-hmm. So if people want to give and receive in a relationship with us and hold space here with us and take time to be with us and to be in relationship with us, then we want to be in relationship with you. You know, it's mm-hmm. that give and receive energy that we always try to find balance with students. So I think that to me is why we're successful. It's constantly building relationships, sustaining relationships, long lasting relationships with people. And if they come to us and say, this month it's just not working, it's like, well, that's why we have a relationship with you. We can help you in these ways, and
let's explore it.
Let's explore. And you know, whether or not you're the monetary, like there's ways around the monetary, and ultimately it's a community, and we're here to serve. So it's important.
Thank you for serving. Thank you. It is so seen, it is so felt, so received. And I think because you guys are just such like of light in this community, it inspires others to be in service and to find their light, find their dharma, and, you know, step into that, right? Yeah. And then if they come up to you, hey, I want to lead a moon circle, like Vanessa, for example. She's this amazing healer. You guys chat with her, boom, she led her first moon circle and got to do a sound bath. And, and then with Angus, we had him on, and now he's doing Reiki here. And so it's just like the power of speaking up and communicating. And then, once you speak your truth, it's like, oh, easy peasy, let's make it happen. Like, it's like, man, why was I so afraid to say something?
Right.
You know, so, And then look at where we are now doing this podcast. Like, what? So cool. Whenever spoke up, wouldn't have been here. So, thank you guys. I love you guys.
Love you.
And, just to, like, full circle wrap it up here. So, we are coming close to the anniversary.
Yes.
So the 1 year anniversary, it's the last weekend of July. Mm-hmm. So Friday, July 30th, Saturday, July 31st, Sunday, August 1st. Mm-hmm. You guys will be offering tons and tons of, you have what there's the, I'll actually be leading the Open Your Heart. That's a donation-based class. And in the next episode, we're going to talk about the Helping Hands Foundation and that's associated with. Where we can help students financially. And then what else are you guys offering that
weekend? Devin is offering an inversion class intro. So that's for beginners through advanced. So she's going to have something for everybody.
Is that on Friday?
That one's Sunday from 12 to 2. Awesome. And then we also have a family sound bath that's being led by Teacher Julia. She teaches a lot of our children's programs, so she'll be doing a sound bath. We have drum circle, not only for children, so a children's drum circle led by Diane, but we'll also have Shauna and her father, Perry, here for a drum circle in Luna for adults. And so those will be simultaneous, so the children can go and do their drum circle, meet in circle, and then the adults can, that's going to be Friday night. We also have belly dancing Friday night. Then we have aerial, a free aerial class that's going to be Saturday morning from 7:30 to
9. Oh, cool.
We have the Vanessa's heart coherence breath work on Saturday afternoon.
Mm-hmm. And then we also have all week, we're doing kids camp. So they're here from 9:15 to 12:15 Monday through Friday to gather with other kids. And acro yoga.
Acro yoga. Yeah. I want to go.
Yeah, that'll be Sunday. And Elisha was talking about doing a baby class too.
Oh, that would be lovely. Yeah. I'd love to have another baby class.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Leah wants to host, we need to nail down the details for this, but probably by the time the podcast is released, it'll be ready. But she is really into the mythics of yoga. And so she and this is the thing, it's like all the community members gathering and us just really supporting whatever their talents are and their interests are. So that's where the diversity comes from.
And it's so beautiful because they're all so passionate about each and everything, and then you get to experience their passion and it's so much to learn, so much to offer. Wow. So you guys better be here if you can. If not, you can always be an online member and join us for online classes wherever you are. So
thank you, Corinne, thank you guys for the opportunity.
So
love
grateful
you.
I love you guys, and we're creating heaven on earth. So, boom, boom, boom. Love it.
Excellent.
All right. Well, you guys have a
See you on your mat.
Yeah, we'll see you on your mat. Have a wonderful day on your mat. If you enjoyed this episode today, please share it with someone that you love. Reach out, subscribe. Leave a review. It really helps me out a lot. All donations are always welcomed. I'm so grateful for this community and for all of you listeners.
you can always reach out to me on Instagram at Celestial Goddess Podcast. You can also reach out to my personal Instagram, which is just Celestial_Goddess with 3 S's. I love you guys so much, and you know, I couldn't do it without you. So I'll see you next time.